New York's tough new gun law rolled out after the Newtown School massacre and West Webster firefighter ambush continues to be the subject of debate. Representatives of the state police and Division of Criminal Justice Services have scheduled a series of forums starting this week to talk about the New York Safe Act and answer questions about changes in the law governing ownership of assault-style semi-automatic weapons and high-capacity magazines. The new law, adopted earlier this month, also requires background checks for ammunition purchases. The state-owned Empire State Plaza Convention Center in Albany welcomed droves of gun enthusiasts to its annual antique and collectible weapons show Saturday. Absent were the protesters and the media frenzy that accompanied another gun show earlier this month in Saratoga Springs, where former gun dealer John Tye lives. Tye was at the downtown Albany event.
I went to the gun show like I've gone to many times before, and I really didn't know what to expect. And when I got there, I found that it was just the usual gun show, a very large crowd, a very concerned crowd because of the new gun regulations. But there was no Soares. There was no Joanne Yepsen. MoveOn.org wasn't there with their bullhorns. Without MoveOn.org and without all the publicity, they simply have gone on like they've gone on for the last 30 years. In my opinion, it resonated more in Saratoga Springs, mainly because it was an outdoor venue so drivers could see them.
The Albany show operated under new rules that included requiring weapons to be tagged so their sales could be tracked and background checks conducted on buyers. Saturday afternoon, Tige attended a community forum on guns and violence in Albany.
I stopped by to see if it might be interesting. I assumed, since this seems to be a hot topic, that it would be overwhelmingly attended by people in Albany, which has a lot more gun violence than Saratoga. And I was surprised to see that there was actually more media there than there were actual people attending. There were six people and a baby, and that was it. In fact, I didn't even stay. These guns that are in circulation, they've been in circulation for a long time. There's really nothing the government can do about it because they're not legal pistols. They're not registered. They've either been stolen. Many of them are 40, 50 years old that are just as deadly today as they were the day they were made. And most of these guns are revolvers anyway and not modern semi-automatic firearms.
On Sunday, NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly appeared on CBS's Face the Nation, where he said New York City's real enemy is illegal handguns.
For us in New York City, and I believe in most urban centers throughout America, the problem really is concealable handguns. Only 2% of the people that we've arrested for guns in the last 2 years have had assault weapons. We don't want them on the streets, make no mistake about it, but the problem is the handgun. 60% of the murders in New York City are caused by handguns, and we simply have too many of them.
New York State Rifle and Pistol Association President Tom King reacts.
I don't know what to believe what Ray Kelly says now. 2 weeks ago, he was saying that assault weapons were the biggest problem in New York City. And it's got to be one way or the other. Honestly, it doesn't have anything to do with the legal and lawful gun owner. They're the illegal guns. You know, even with Ray Kelly and the New York Police Department fudging the crime statistics as it was outlined in the New York Times 3 or 4 weeks ago, their crime rate is still rising. They have a crime problem in New York City. They do not have a gun problem.
The association had a table at the Albany Gun Show where patrons could sign a petition calling for the repeal of the new gun laws. Calls to the NYPD, the Albany County DA's office, and the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services were not returned in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.